Logging Alone Daily Audio Bronze, January 31st, 2005.
Hello, everybody. Podcasting with Stephen Delaney.
Which can automatically make another exactly like itself.
Hello again. January 31st in Austin, Texas. Podcasting again, Stephen Delaney. So what did I listen to over the weekend? There were quite a bit of stuff came down. The biggest one I think that is a must listen to is Gilmore Gang. Gilmore Gang hosts Steve Hill, a veteran of public radio, and they discuss in detail at length the convergence between public radio and new media things like podcasting.
Much of interest to your listeners, but you know, there are about a thousand community stations out there, doing their thing. And, they're actually not in a highly regulated environment. As long as they don't abuse the profanity laws, they can pretty much do what they want.
But they'll always be the smaller segment of the audience because, you know, they have a specific area or niche that they're broadcasting to. It is a topic that people can go on for about an hour.
Yeah.
One of the things that's different about podcasting than regular radio is, you know, regular radio, you listen to it and you want to check in and out, turn it off. Everything is in a 2-minute, 5-minute kind of segment. Podcasting is, you know, I've talked to a number of people already about it. They're kind of like, well, you know, I listen to it when I work out. I work out 3 times a week. I listen to 3 podcasts.
Be sure and check out the full show at IT Conversations. I listen to far more than 3 podcasts a day, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this space. Next up, CBC Radio, an interview with the brother of Gilmore. This would be Steve Gilmore. Interview from Todd Matthin, where he tries to use some of the concepts of Steve's book in creating this post, can be found on CBC Radio.
Then we started posting the chapter drafts themselves and asking people again for their reactions, their corrections, and we did get some valuable correction.
Gilmore's book, called We the Media, went on to become a must-read among the blog and e-business community. And it was produced using this collaborative form of writing, where all aspects of the book are placed online for anyone to weigh in, find factual errors, suggest improved structure, and fix typos.
There was a hyphen missing from a URL pointing to a website that somebody spotted, said, you know, you need that there. And, you know, no one would have caught that.
And was that person compensated in any way?
No, he didn't ask for anything. He just wanted to make it a better book.
I like when you have self-referential material, like a blog about a blog or a podcast about a podcast. The CBC interview goes on to use lessons he learned, concepts that he asked Steve about in creating his own podcast. Here's the close.
2 weeks ago, I started a public website and posted the raw interview with Gilmore.
Hello.
Hi, is this Dan?
Yes.
Dan, hi, it's Todd Matthin. All my draft scripts as they evolved, and audio of this piece embedded with my producer.
I'll just cut it. It's okay.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Meanwhile, about a dozen people were posting suggestions on how to structure this piece, where to edit, and so on. So this column is actually the work of dozens of people. For CBC Radio,
this is David Jakeway from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Patrick Dinnan from Toronto.
Brian Jones from Thunder Bay.
I'm Ana Brambilla, and I am from Porto Alegre in south of Brazil.
I'm Iris Ude.
I'm Jessica Grilanda.
And I'm Todd Matthin.
Experiments shown in this film set out to solve the problem first clearly stated by the mathematician von Neumann.
Next up was a wonderful young, new, up-and-coming podcaster, I think related somehow to Random, who reads Matthew. I caught up on Matthew verse of the day. I think we're up to 21 tomorrow. But her can be found, Rachel Padgett, Rachel's Choice, on a link from Open Godcast.
I think I'll put on my cute little sunglasses.
What are you doing? Is this one of those macho things?
You're listening to Rachel's Choice, and it's the 30th of January, 2005. This is Rachel Padgett, and my choice of the week is Tug on My Heart by Wabba from Tempe, Arizona. I really like this song. Hope you enjoy it.
Okay, that was Rachel. Rachel's Choice. Rachel Pageant. Nice put together podcast. She must have some production help. I'm running this on mute, so I don't know what this next one is. I do listen to Eric Jeffcoat.
Hello, this is Eric Jeffcoat, your host for Teachnology, the podcast that helps teachers integrate technology into their instruction. Just a quick promo to let you know what's on tap for this week's show, which will air on Wednesday, February 2nd, 2005. We are enhancing our intro, which has been so successful, and getting a couple more students involved that have been really working hard. We're going to have a couple of new features called the Daily Idiom and A Word a Day. Our featured site's going to be Learn Alberta.
Okay, Eric Jeffcoat, Teachnology. I spent a little time at the school today trying to talk to, we got a new computer teacher. I tried to introduce them to podcasts and tell them how some people are using it. It'll be a while. He hadn't really heard of it. So here's where you can find Teachnology resource.
At teachnology.blogspot.com. Or you can email me if you got a comment, concern, question, anything like that at teachnology@gmail.com. But either way, make sure you pod in on Wednesday for Teachnology. It's technology with an A.
My voice is taking up space on your hunk. There's a new site, Podcast Mania, which is a little against the grain. He's trying to optimize podcasting for people listening and streaming. I still like the... I use my laptop like it's an iPod, so I get an iPod. But it's a good site. Check it out. Good sound quality. And it is kind of editorialized selections of podcasts that they've found and selected.
Make sure that you've got great audio quality, that the feeds are fast, you're not waiting for anything. Plus, there are no downloads. This is all streamed direct to your PC. So, if you have a PC, you have Windows Media Player, and you have a mouse, you can click on a link. You have all you need to listen to your favorite podcast right out there at podcastmania.com. So come on out, give it a try.
Well, it sounds like those guys are busy. I'm going to keep an eye on Podcast Mania. They've been clearly staying up all night, developing a way, and making some progress. Well, that's it for today's show. Blogging Alone Daily Audio Browse, a snippet of my attempt to make sense of the audio landscape in... To find Blogging Alone, go to Google, type in Dirty Dishes, and click on the title, Blogging Alone.